Web Station Identification, earthstation.info and earthstation.ws. And this is Podcast 1 on Earth Station for the World Wide Web.
100% House et Techno.
Radio FG.
Side shoulder height. Now flex your hands upward, press the heels of your hand out to the opposite walls, and circle forward.
Now, world means that you're going to hear English spoken by non-native speakers with a lot of different foreign accents and some other languages as well, but the main language for communications will always be English.
My name is Vim Fuego. Speak for me.
يا حبيبي لو تحنف يوم عليا ده اللي جرالي في غرامك مش شوية.
يا حبيبي لو تحنف يوم عليا ده اللي جرالي في غرامك مش
شوية 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 ده انا بحب
شوف ايش دي.
It's an MP3 file, easily downloadable on an iPod, but you can also listen directly through your computer. This is a general introduction for the time being, but soon you will hear podcasts on Earth Station on a lot of different subjects. There will be science, technology, medicine, showbiz, and of course, there will be music.
Radio Sawa, نافذتك على عالم الموسيقى.
I get wings to fly, oh.
Bye, bonne journée. Il est 8h19. Écoutez ça, c'est bourré de compliments.
Présomptueux, prétentieux, vaniteux. Tu manques de modestie.
6h30, 9h40, c'est Coé sur Fun.
There you go. Hope you picked it up. Well, earthstation.info or WS. Podcasts, as opposed to broadcasts, are only a few months old. Denny Gregoire in Louisville, Kentucky, USA, might have coined the expression. Podcasts are global in nature, and in general, they haven't been produced by commercial radio stations, usually watching jealously over their ratings, but at least in the beginning phase, by internet users with a host of messages, scientific, technological, political, musical. It's not an understatement that podcasts are obviously the beginning of a huge new trend in worldwide communications. With the beginning of broadcasts, there was tremendous excitement about the new medium everywhere it started. Like 1930, when Albert Einstein spoke in his native language German at the International Telecommunications Exhibition in Berlin, and what he said at the time could be true for the internet as well. Listen. I will translate it for you.
Denkt auch daran, dass die Techniker es sind, die erst wahre Demokratie möglich machen.
Think of the fact that technicians make true democracy possible, because they don't just make the daily grind a little bit easier, but they also make available to the public the works of great thinkers and artists whose products were, until recently, only accessible to privileged classes. Now they let people awake out of their sleepy dullness. As far as radio is concerned, it has to fulfill a unique function, the reconciliation of the people. Until today, the people of this world learned of each other only through the distorted mirror of their own daily press. Radio shows them to each other in a very lively way, and particularly from a friendly perspective.
Der Rundfunk zeigt sie einander in lebendigster Form und in der Hauptsache von der liebenswürdigen Seite.
Albert Einstein. Well, what distinguishes the situation in today's World Wide Web from Grandpa's radio in 1930? Not only can we listen to the broadcasts out there, anyone with a message, a voice, audio equipment, and a computer can podcast on the net, either from his or her own website or by transmitting audio from one of the other sites, podcasting, the next step on the internet. Podcasting on earthstation.info or earthstation.ws. Please come visit again.